Blog Talk Radio.
That makes everything worth it. Welcome, people. Welcome to She's Raising the Bar Blog Talk Radio, coming at you live and kicking from the West Coast and the East Coast every Wednesday at 10 o'clock PT time, 1 o'clock East Coast time. And we've been on the air at least 8 years now. And we're just so humbled that you join us every week as I wait for my lovely co-host from the West Coast, who is not joined me yet, but we'll give her a little time. But we have a nice little fan base on the West Coast, and we're so happy that we have the audience that we do out there because of her. My lovely Liz Colasso, she'll be joining us shortly, I'm sure. And I'm Lori Towers, holding up the East Coast. And for anybody who's just tuning in, this was a show that had changed format. We've been on the air at least 8 years. And originally, the Bridal Body Shop, and we were getting brides and grooms in shape for the wedding. So it was more a show that was focused on fitness. But, yeah, you know, anybody who's listening to this show a long time knows the political leanings of this show. When someone came into office 4 years ago, we decided to change the format and make it something that was a bit more empowering to women who were just a couple of sneezes away from losing rights, losing respect. So we changed it over to She's Raising the Bar. And I have to say, the ratings have been enormous. And we've been loving it, enjoying it. And we're just so happy that you've been tuning in and joining us too. You know, it's so crazy that I know that the only one day that I know is that's a calendar marking is Wednesdays. Wednesdays I know have the show, and everything else since this pandemic has been kind of a blur. You know, Monday feels like a Saturday, a Saturday feels like a Wednesday. It's just been incredible. But I do have to say, the one thing that I know of, the past weekend has just been absolutely glorious. We have new hope for healing this country. And the most amazing part is everybody was celebrating. And I was joking to a couple of friends on Saturday that even Mother Nature was celebrating, that it's just, you wake up and you feel the way you should feel. And I think that a lot of us have become desensitized. We wake up to chaos after chaos and negative after negative. And the fact that we can now wake up to feeling good about things and feeling there's promise and feeling there's a possibility of healing, you know, within our reach. And what's, you know, and I try to always put myself into somebody else's shoes. And I think to myself, okay, now how would I feel if I were fired and the rest of the world was applauding the fact that I lost my job? And there's one part of me that's saying, you know what, it's sad. But then there's the other part of me that says, you know, you reap what you sow, you know, this could be a learning moment. This could be something that you say, wow, you know, how did this happen? How did I have all these people that I thought liked me that don't like me? And maybe now it could be that I always think that we could, everybody has that, the Charles Dickens moment, you know, that, you know, you're visited by these three ghosts that change your life, you know, and I always think in terms of that we have that pivotal moment in all of our lives where we look at what we are and look at what we could be and look at what we were, and we could change. So, Case, unfortunately, I don't think that's the case. I don't think that we're going to see any type of active maturity, any type of gracious feature, any type of peaceful transition, which is a shame. And in watching, I have to say that I was watching, usually I watch, you know, my favorite channel is anything film noir or anything TCM, classic. I love classic movies. And I have to say that I have not watched anything but news since Tuesday night. And it's just gotten so, you know, when people don't come in with glory, they don't leave with glory. And I think that's what we're going to see. And the only thing that we could hope for is there's less damage than I'm thinking could be within the next, well, how many is it, 6 weeks? So we're going to hope that that doesn't happen. And it was interesting. I was in Williamsburg, in Brooklyn on Sunday, and I was walking with a friend, and I was wearing one of my favorite T-shirts now. Kamala Harris saying, "I'm speaking." So I was wearing that, and I was walking with a friend, and we went out to get some food and some wine, and people were actually honking. Women were thumbs up, people were applauding, and it was just this amazing feeling of celebration. You know, and anybody who's listening in, you know, in any other states, and there are many, and we're not gloating here, you know, because I refuse to gloat because I remember what it was like to be on the other side, so I'm not going to do that. But there is a feeling of jubilation that I have not seen or been part of in a very long time. And it was just so nice to feel better for once. It was just so wonderful to feel better. So that was the weekend here on the East Coast. And I'm sure pockets of places elsewhere. And again, you vote for who you vote for. And we're in this together, and I think that you know, the grace and the integrity and the character of anybody who gets up to a podium and says, "We're not, you know, this is we're not divided by party line. We're Americans. We're neighbors. We're brothers. We're sisters." That's what we are, and I think that's a beautiful thing. And as far as I could see, you know, and I guarantee you that within his term, Biden is going to probably do things that I question and things that I might say, "Oh, I'm a little disappointed," but that's with anybody. And I voted for Obama, and there were things that he did that I was not that crazy about, but that's okay. That's okay. That's not everybody's going to fill the bill. And I'm just looking forward to this wonderful inhalation of new breath, new life, getting this virus under control, and everybody moving on with their businesses and with their lives. And that's what the show is. The show is going to be, we have actually two shows. One this week is and one next week. The two industries that I'm seeing are most harshly hit by this pandemic. The restaurant industry, which we'll be tackling next week with Pamela Silvestri and Merrill Perlstein, who are both food critics, and they're going to be coming on talking about how we're going to do this, how we're going to do this, go off a bit of a second wave. So it's the restaurant industry, but then a little bit more of a personal note. I've been in the fitness and health industry for close to 30 years, and I'm watching my colleagues who own gyms, I'm watching people dissolving and businesses dissolving, and that's the other industry I think that we really need to pay attention to, because it's, I think, look, everybody is smarting. So I think it's just important to try to figure out, as we're grappling with how are we going to do this, how are we going to do this, are we going to do this online, are we going to still make the same amount of money as we did? And that's why my next guest is oh, my God, lovely woman. And she's one of the most recognized trainers on the East Coast. And I've known her, and she just does wonderful things. And she was at Equinox for many, many years. And she's going to be joining us. I think she's actually online now. Marie Jasmine Cortadella. And I'm going to bring her on, and she's going to be talking to us about
hello,
Marie, darling. How are you?
Hello, 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 hello.
How are you? You just got me today, baby. You just got me today.
Oh my gosh.
So just,
it's just you and
us.
I, Marie. Oh my
goodness. You and me, baby doll, yes.
Oh wow. Okay. Okay. I was hoping to speak with Lizzie too, but let her know that maybe next time. Yeah?
She might jump on. She might. I know she's
oh,
having
good.
Phone trouble. She might jump on last
oh, okay.
minute. But
fantastic.
How are you feeling? You know, I know you and I are still on the same political. How are you feeling with all this?
Oh, my goodness. So many different feelings. I must tell you, honestly, in the very beginning, as of that date of March 16th, hearing about the lockdown and all, I was just like, you know, how am I going to go about this in terms of handling it, not knowing, you know, the extent of it. And I will say this, I always try to see the positive side of things, you know, even though there's a lot going on. I just always know that positive force is going to keep me going. So
yeah.
That first week, I was just like, okay, you know what? Aren't any classes, not training any clients. Let me just kind of just absorb it all and let it go. Second week, I was just like, okay. It's just like a 2-week vacation, but this is not a vacation. But I was just making the most that I could of it at the time. So anyway, with that, I then started to shut down because, and I'm just being real honest with you, I am such a positive person, always wanted to make other people happy or help them, switch their moods. And at this point in time, I was trying to assess myself and how I was handling it.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I can't deliver at this time. I can't deliver. I got to figure out what's going on. But I have to tell you, having a network of friends, like people in your community, the instructors, the trainers, having a good support system in that sense, and friends that you've known. I mean, I had good friends from high school that would just like check in on me and are like, Marie, this is what we're doing. What are you doing? I'm like, I'm still sorting this out. And they're like, okay, but you know, whenever you need assistance, we can get you back into it. So with that, you know, it's good to have, family and friends. And then also I found myself, I started saying, well, what can I do? How am I going to shake myself out of it? And I know that I'm a creative person, but you know, what's the route I'm going to take? And you know what, Lori, that creative route was more of, I'm going to see if I can entertain. If I could find a way to uplift people's moods at the same time doing my own, you know, it's something that's enjoyable to me. And if it's enjoyable to me and I can deliver it across and I get a response and it, you know, let's see how it turns out. So I started off with small snippets of a mood boost on Instagram.
And, I love those. Oh, I love them.
Yeah. They were just, you know, I added music. I had a little bit to say, and I did some movement. And basically just getting up and moving about helped, you know, boost people's moods. And it did it for me. I was like, oh, this feels good. So let me see if I could go about and continue it, you know. But there was, like, a lot more things that started to develop from there. But, you know, it's tough.
It is tough. And, you know, the funny thing is, you know, I was, you know, I'm in rehab and a lot of people, I know probably the best doctors on the East Coast, and a lot of what's happening mentally with people like post-surgical and pre-surgical, there's a lack of incentive. People, you know, because, and again, the fitness industry is like, okay, people are over-drinking and overeating because, well, what else is there? You know, all our the dangling carrot is gone. So, you know, if somebody is going to have wants to get better, okay, well, for what? I can't golf. I can't do this. I can't go to the gym. I can't do that. So we're grappling with a very, very different mindset that I think, of course, I ever knew in my life, and I think most of us, regardless of generation, this is something that we haven't seen for 100 years. So that's what we're up against.
And you know, the fact, just you know, with the being in a having the moods and turning to food and turning to you know, to drinking. I mean, you know what? I'm human. I'm a person. I'll tell you right now. I would have my occasional glass of wine, but then it got from an occasional to more than, you know, and it's like, this ain't making me feel any better. At first I thought, because I remember talking to friends, I'm like, you know what, at least I have my bottle of wine, at least, you know, I'm, you know, of course I have my reading material, but I could sit back and I can watch TV. There's so much that you really want to continue tuning into, and also just lounging back. I'm like, that's not the lifestyle that I had before. I was up and about. I was going from one location to another. I would see different groups of people, and I was just embracing that interaction, that community, that feeling of upliftment. You know, that's what I was doing. I was constantly on the go. And then all of a sudden, like now, I'm just like, okay, those 2 weeks of sitting down, okay, that's enough for me. Okay, I need to change this. And so I was just like, that's when I was listening more attunely to my friend that said, you know what, we're teaching classes, we're using Zoom, like they were using their Zoom platform and they're teaching classes. And I'm like, you know what, you know, I don't know what it is, but like, I think I need to find my mojo so I can take myself there using the platform. So they're just like, okay, but we're just letting you know, once you get on there, once you start things rolling, it's going to make you feel better. So I was like, okay. So Lori, with me, when it comes to anything, I do a lot of, I start going into like researching, like, okay, what's the best way to go about doing things? So in this environment, we're now brought to the point where if we want to have that kind of connection with humans, we can't touch, right? But if we want to have that connection, we need to be able to use all of our other senses and be really creative. And you have to, where you're the producer, you're the director, you know, you got a tape, there's lots of tapes, you know. That finished product that comes out, when you show up and you're like, hello, everyone, you know, I'm so glad to see you. Let's start the class. There was a lot of work that was put into that before you can even, you know, deliver. And I did all of that research, and there are a lot of resources or support resources out there. There are individuals that are offering that assistance. Like, yes, if you want to be a fitness influencer, but also if you want to take your business digital, you know, these are people that are reaching out to others to say, you know, this is how we can help you do it. So I took advantage of it, and I did that, and it helped. So what I did is I said, you know what, I'm going to pass it forward. I'm going to get all this information, because not everyone has like good Wi-Fi or has an iPad or a computer, you know? I mean, these are things to think about.
I know.
I took all that stuff in and I said, you know what? What I'm learning for myself and with the assistance of family and friends, I'm going to also reach out to my other fitness friends out there and find out, hey, what are you doing? Because this is the information I have. I can help you along, or I could send you to the resources I use and maybe you could use them so that you can try to see if you can get your business going too. You know, now is the time to basically really help each other so we can get through this, because we can go through controlling or doing our best to make the environment safe in the fitness clubs that are open now at the 33% capacity. We can go through all of that with the HVAC and, you know, the mask and the social distancing and the cleansing. We could do all that, but it's bigger than that. It's bigger than that. We have to get to controlling, controlling this virus. You know, it's just so much. But at the same time, we are doing something.
Yeah.
You know, we are doing something. It's not going to be the same. New normal. No, it's like what we've done in the past. We are now going to work and make even greater in the sense so that people have access. There's so many different platforms. I mean, I whether people are purchasing equipment, if they can get equipment, if they can't purchase equipment, I have friends, including myself, that actually say, listen, you got things in your house that you can use as resistance. Oh,
absolutely.
So that's let's exactly. do that. Let's
Yeah.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I've always said, if you have a wall and a floor, you could work out. I mean, that's just the way it is. I mean, I've always thought that. And, you know, and you made so many wonderful points. You know, I hate to say this. Do you see, where do you see the future of gyms? Because, you know, a lot of people that I spoke to last year who never thought working from home was possible, and now all of a sudden, 70% of the workforce, and I know because I go into my office and I'm in Midtown Manhattan, and I don't see as many people on the street. So most of the population is working from home. Now, where do you see once this online, and look, I'm all for one-on-one and personal touch, and I like being in front of a person, but where is the fitness industry going to be once people see? Where are the brick-and-mortar gyms going to be once people see, you know what, I'm going to train with Marie, and we're going to do it live stream, and that's going to be it? What do you think? Where are we going to be in 2 years?
What I think, let's see, there are many possibilities. There are many possibilities because I say that because you usually hear the term, why reinvent the wheel when something's working, right?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? It's time to reinvent the wheel. It's time to add on to what we are already doing. Times are changing. We are becoming more digitalized, if I'm saying that. Mm-hmm. That's like a word for that.
No, I know.
You know, and so – I see we have the chain gyms, we have the boutique gyms. I feel that those studios, they're there now. But we're going to have more to select from. And I feel that like I know a friend that has the mirror where, you know, you have that interface and you have the trainer, okay? There are a lot of people that like to work solo. They might continue to choose that. But I also know that for those that like to work solo, they will go to the gyms. They'll use the equipment. They'll have their trainers. You know, they can have trainers one-on-one, you know, whether it's Pilates or on the main floor, you know, or yoga. You know, that will be there. And I feel like in areas where the weather is working to have outdoor classes, that's going to continue. Mm-hmm. I just feel that it's an expansion. When I say the possibilities is an expansion of what already exists, in the sense of saying, okay, now we have more digital platforms. Again, the there's only so much interaction you're having with your coach, but it's there. And that, and you could still say, you know, maybe that's the route that I want to go. Mm-hmm. And 2 years from now, yeah, hey, what if we have, like, we have the vaccine? So these gyms are still going to be open. People are going to have still opportunities to select what they want to do. And at the same time, these gyms that are open are going to also come up with more creative ways. So, yes, we're going to be reinventing new ways to be able to work out. And fitness is a necessity for everyone. I mean, mm-hmm. this is – our bodies need to move. Our bodies need to move for all of for everything to function as well as they can, and also to, you know, for our mental capacity, for our physical capacity. I mean, it's a necessity. So we will continue on, you know, creating or reinventing and being as forceful as we can to keep people moving. I was thinking, like, the Zoom classes that I teach. You know why I teach on Zoom? I teach on mm-hmm. Zoom because I get to see a whole group of people. Yes, they're in their squares, right?
Mm-hmm. But you see them. Yeah,
I get to see them. They get to see each other, people that they recognize, or the same group that comes in, and that already there's a community right there, and they can interact mm-hmm. with each other. You can have a separate chat room before class. You could have a chat room after class. So there's still that interaction of catching up and seeing how everyone is doing. I specifically put out to those that do attend my Zoom classes, I would like to see you so I could still provide the corrections if necessary. I make it general. Yeah. I never call out. And if I see something, I can always reach the individual at a later time and discuss what's going on. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
In that way.
Yeah.
And so maybe on the screen they're seeing me as I go through, because I have mm-hmm. some people go, Marie, are you kidding me? I just have you on the screen so I can see what you're doing. I'm like, guess what?
Yeah.
Well, my screen is the complete opposite. I'm not looking at myself. I'm looking at all of you because mm-hmm. I like to see everyone moving as they are. Did I say moving together? I said as they are, because everyone is unique in what they do, and, you know, and as long as they're doing the squat, I get to see the different ranges, but it gives me an opportunity to feel and get that sense of what's truly going on with everyone as a unit. And I've received feedback that, you know, thank you for this because this is what we want. You know, I can go, I've done Instagram Live. I've done that. I like that platform too. It has its own perks, you know?
Yeah.
It has its own perks. You get people responding to you via text. You can still communicate, you know?
Exactly.
You gotta use what you have and make the most of it. And as you're using what you have and you make the most of it, you know, we're still, we got things working. We got our brains working and thinking about what the next thing's going to be. So I'm staying positive all the way through.
You have to.
We have to. We have to.
There's no choice. And you know what? I often, look, I'm older than you. I often think back to, I started working out.
How much older?
With my
mother. You can't beat that. You're not that much older.
Oh, baby.
Anyway,
no,
go ahead. Sorry about that.
Next week, I'm 58. Yeah. Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
I'm older than you. I'm older than you.
And,
you know what?
A few years. I'm going to be 52.
And you know something? When I'm 60, believe me, I'm going to be really obnoxious and doing one-arm push-ups. Believe me. I'm going to be doing all that. But I remember working out with a black and white TV with my mother to Jack LaLanne in like 1966, 1968. And you think about this, this is all, he only had that. And what he used a chair and a broomstick and he worked out. And somehow he conveyed a message that was important. Now, again, I don't know how many women of that generation were able to embrace their body was more than just, you know, a vessel for breathing. But I know my mother worked out, and my mother was in great shape all of her life. But this is all, this is, and it's coming back to that. Because think about
it, really
I'm thinking,
is.
It's just like everything is just, I don't remember, again, I was too young to know, but I don't think there were a whole lot of gyms back then, but it was just what we had on TV, and we had him. And and some women got involved and worked out and did what they did with whatever they had around the house. So it's kind of, in a way, magically, it's going back. We're in home, and we're doing, look, the truth is, you and I know, being in the field, all you know is you have what you need to work out if you really want to work out.
Agreed.
And that's the thing. And, you know, again, we're not saying anything bad about anybody else, but that's really all you need. And I think we're going back to basics, which in a way is sad that we have to, but in a way it is, there might be something to this.
In a way it's good. Yeah.
Yeah, I think
so.
I think so.
Going back to basics in many forms. Going back to basics in, you know what I mean? The basics, you know, use the surface you're standing on, right? Be aware of your space. That spatial awareness is everything. How you move about. And then it also takes you back to you're in the home. What's hard is, if you're in the home alone, if you're in the home with a spouse or a partner or a friend, you know, that's where it gets tough. But then it also wants you to take it back to the basic human experience or basic just being human and what's important.
Yeah.
It's the diving in. It's that it maybe because of all of what we've gone through, it's been a lot. There's been a lot, so many distractions, or just being on the go and not getting that opportunity to just sit still. I mean, you know, people are just like, I don't have time for this. Just need to sit still for a little bit. Sleep's important. Meditating, you know. I meditate. Yeah. I'm so happy that I introduced meditation into my life 3 years ago before this.
Good
and
for you.
I'm so grateful it's helped me through this. It's helped me tremendously.
Oh, I could imagine. Because if people forget, when you're a personal trainer, when you're a motivator, people don't get this. You have to walk away from the argument you have with your husband or your partner or whatever, and you just have to, you know what I'm saying? You just have to show up and say, yeah, let's do this. And you have to walk away from your life and your feelings and be a cheerleader for everybody else. And you could be going through a divorce or whatever, whatever it is. You have to step away from your life and your own emotional leanings to tend to them. And that's a hard thing to do.
It is. I'm so glad you said that. I'm so glad you said that because it is so true. I mean,
Did I get Sal in trouble?
Oh, absolutely not. You know what? Because I was going to say, there are times when it's just like, if we have our little, you know, upsets, and I'm just like, I'm grateful that we have a duplex. So I can actually go downstairs.
Yeah,
so downstairs
yeah,
is my platform.
Too,
That's where I teach, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But we have that kind of separation, floor separation.
Yeah, you have to.
But But if we didn't have that, I guess it would be, if we just got to be creative and figure out how we would deal with it. I will tell you this, though, and I want to kind of get back get to the fact that we put our own personal stuff aside when we are performing our work duties, which we should anyway, but how we do it. I guess I'm going to stay on that track because I wanted to say something else, but I'll stay on that. Like, even when I'm teaching classes now, I'm just like, it's not about me right now. I'm here to go ahead and create a space that is open for everyone else to get a release so they could free their mind and move their bodies and just tune into themselves. So what I'm about to teach, I'm like, the upset I'm going through, that if I had something that just happened beforehand, or if I'm feeling slightly uneasy, I'm like, that does not matter right now, because I need to focus within this 45 minutes what I am going to share with the group in front of me. I want them to know that this platform, this space is open to them. I'm like, listen, I'm going to go ahead and deliver the cues. I want you to give me the best that you can and just love what you're doing. Just adding on to that, it's so important that we recognize we have to step it up each time when it comes to that. Yeah. And it's not easy. It's not easy at all.
No.
Now I remembered.
Good. Finish what you were saying. You had another point. Go ahead.
Yeah, that other point that kind of sort of went to the side, but because now that Sal and I are in our home together, we've learned so much more about each other. You know, people are just like, is that possible? Yeah. And it's incredible. It really is. I think this time has actually made our bond even more unique than we ever had thought it would be. And we're just grateful that we were able to do this, able to take it in this way because of what's going on. We're just trying to do the most that we can to just really just stay firm as we get through this time. But we did learn a lot more about each other, and we're just like, wow, okay.
And you know, what I think what's going to happen, and I said this at the beginning of this, and again, I was the first one who said, this is probably going to only be 2 weeks, but this is going to bring out the best in people and the worst in people.
Yes.
And you will be disappointed in certain people that you never thought you'd be disappointed in, and you'll be embracing people that showed character that you never thought they would. So this is kind of, you know, and again, you know, I'm in a wonderful relationship for over 40 years. You're in a great relationship.
Congratulations.
People out
awesome.
There. Oh, thank you. Uh-huh. Oh, thank you. But, and there's vodka. Vodka always helps. So that's another thing.
I love it.
But there are people in, you know, domestic abuse is on the rise. There's a lot of things that are going wrong because people are trapped with people that might not be the best for them. So we have to also say as much as we're doing okay, there's a lot of people that really aren't. And this is just, I think, a time, you know, in all our lives that we stand and we look and we, you know, we try to divide the good and the bad, and we just grapple with the fact that, okay, this might be not be a healthy relationship, and this is. And it's just, again, I always say that I wish that I heard when my grandmother was talking about the Spanish flu, when my elders were talking about the plague. You wanted to take notes, but you know, when you're like 8 years old, who cares? When you're 12, who cares? It's never going to affect me, but it does. And now you realize this is something that's really going to change humanity on a very large scale. And where we land is going to be what we plant now.
Correct.
And that's really it. Yeah. And that's really it.
Mm. Yeah.
So what do you do to keep yourself centered? Personal? It might not be personal, but I'm asking anyway.
I love you for that. The meditation helps me get centered. Mm-hmm. But that's just one form. Like I happen to listen to Chopra, like Deepak Chopra, and Oprah Winfrey. I was using other sources before, like Headspace, and then there was this other one that someone recommended. But you know, like I was basically just remaining open to meditation as a whole, and I was trying different sources to see which one worked or resonated with me. I even tried just sitting still and not using any source or and Equinox also had the, had their own meditation platform, which was nice as well. I like to do that. I like to just try different forms and see what worked for me. And I came back to the Chopra. And so in the morning, both my husband and I, we do it together. We take the time and we allow 10 minutes to sort of just reset ourselves daily. And it's always in the morning. And then after that, I have some people that I follow on email that also put forward positive words, and basically they talk about what's going on in the climate and how it's not, this is a difficult time for everyone, but yeah. You know, how to approach it. And I just think these resources kind of help me sort of steer a direction. And then I said, well, this is also the perfect opportunity to learn to do things that either I've always wanted to do or just would be pretty neat. And during the summer, I did an easy, I'm calling it easy, gardening project where I would just grow. Mm. I'm like, what's easy to grow? And I don't have to worry about like compost and all this other stuff. Cause
oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So tomatoes, jalapeno peppers.
They're hardy, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I said, okay. So, you know, being able to make something grow, you know, and to watch it grow, I was like, that's something that I kind of, therapeutic. And then I would just constantly go on and check out other stuff. I mean, I do illustration. I used to talk highly about it, honestly feeling that it was a void in my life. But I realized that, yeah, I used to do cartoons. Like, I've just my own illustrated cartoons.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
And interesting enough, like, I found myself, I would take out a canvas. Like, I'd go out. I'm, Lori, just that this is just like an insert. I'm a art supply hoarder. An art supply hoarder, okay? I go out and I buy canvases of all size, drawing pads, paint, markers, pens, you name it, charcoal, you name it, I have it, okay? Because I feel like I'm like, when I was, you know, before the pandemic, I'd go in, I'm just like, yeah, it's my free space to walk around, this is like a candy shop. But safe, you know, not ruining my teeth, not ruining my belly, you know, I'm just going in, getting art supplies. And so I was just like, girl, you got all this art supply downstairs. Why don't you do something with it? I'm trying to figure out what's wrong with me. Like, I'd look at a piece of paper, like, you know, and my mind goes blank. But my mind goes blank because I am forcing, it's like I'm forcing myself to come up with something. And it's a blockage. Mm-hmm. And I'm learning over time that one block leads to another form of block in my life. And I found that it just steered down to expression. In terms of the way that I want to express myself. So my easy way out of expressing myself is through my classes. I like to express a lot of positivity. I like to express feeling where if I'm dealing with something so intense or emotional, like if when I lost both of my parents, I actually went the fitness route to work it out. Like, I mean, I took myself to the gym. I mean, that was my outlet. That was the way I could kind of just release that, but yet know that I'm also delivering something positive to people, but yet at the same time I'm receiving something. So I just noticed that if it's not clicking in my artwork yet, it's because other things are happening and I haven't broke through that yet. I know people say you get breakthroughs as soon as you start getting creative and you put that brush on the pad, and I'm just like, you know what, you're right for some, I realize that's not the case here for me.
It's individual. And, it's individual. Yeah.
And I've been learning that.
Yeah.
I've been learning that during this pandemic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
I've
been saying there's been some, you know, again, and I hate to be the one to always say there's a positive in every negative, but there's been some wonderful things that have come out of this. And believe me, I'm not saying that people passing and people going into financial ruins is ever a good thing. But
mm-hmm.
there's something, this introspective, this stuff that we're forced to learn about ourselves that is going
Agreed.
To be of value in a couple of years. Once we're out of this, if not now, in a couple of years, there's going to be skills
mm-hmm.
that we learn that are going to take us through the rest of our lives.
Yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
It's you know, again, you know, my office is on 57th Street. I'm across from the Russian Tea Room. And when I get off the train and I walk down the street and I could see,
mm-hmm.
I always make a joke, I could see the longitude and latitude of the street because there's nobody on it but me. And you're talking
right.
about Carnegie friggin' Hall. You're talking, there's throngs of people going back and forth all the time. And
mm-hmm.
I pass boarded up hotels and everything is boarded up. And it's really tough to think that there's going to be something better that comes out of this. But there has to be.
There has to be. We have to, you know, stay focused on that hope that there is going to be that. I don't, again, yeah, I agree with everything that's going on, with just so many losses, so many lives that we lost. I mean, and hearing people that are that have it now. I mean, I've had some family
mm-hmm.
and friends that actually they've had COVID. I had
mm-hmm.
one that passed away, but I've had others that have gone through this long stretch. Thank you for saying that, but it's like it's out of our I want to say that it's out of our control at this point. It is, because it's out of control. And we're trying to find ways and, you know, scientifically of how we can get this together and have everyone respond to doing what they need to do.
If the people who are supposed to be examples aren't doing it and they're leading rallies here and there, people putting masks on, and this is, again, I didn't want to get too political because, you know, again, I'm people who listen to the show know where I am. And I didn't want to bring
mm-hmm.
you out and necessarily say, well, this is who you are. But, you know, come on. I think we're going to be moving into a leadership that understands science, supports science, and is looking at this like, well, you know something? We have a problem. Everybody mask up. And that's the way we
Thank
have
you.
To live for indefinitely. We'll be okay. We have to do it.
Right. I feel that we have to do it too. And I feel that we will be okay. I mean, come on. I mean, it's just like we have, let's put the science education in there and let's get things moving. Again, we have our first responders. We have our essential workers. I mean,
mm-hmm.
what we do, Lori, what we do for people, I mean, this is, you know, all of
mm-hmm.
this combined is so that we can live our lives the way we would like
Amen.
To comfortably
Amen.
And get back into the swing of things, you know? With all of that, it's like, So that's why I feel that what we do is so highly important. And that's why I believe that we will continue to be creative forward ways that we can continue what's going on in, you know, like I don't see even though things are so bad right now, I don't want to say or feel or see a crash in the fitness industry. I see it becoming to be stronger, different, and you know what? Heck, it might just even be even better because we are moving forward. So with that, I want to continue with that and say that I've been able to connect the connection. Going back to connecting, I've been able to connect with friends that are not here. Like, they're not New York City friends or members or in the outskirts. Mm-hmm. I have friends in Hawaii. I have friends in London. I have friends, you know, in other places that connect in India or Vietnam that connect with me via Zoom. And I can actually say, oh, my goodness, did this exist before?
That is so freaking cool.
Were these platforms here before? Yes. Like we're saying, this moment is opening up our eyes even more. It's bringing further awareness of things that we can do that we have not been doing or have been neglecting to would be useful.
Exactly.
And, you know,
exactly.
I train my niece / goddaughter, lives in Maryland. I wouldn't be able to commute back and forth, but now I'm like training her 3 times a week. And
how old is she?
Communicate
how
more.
Old is she?
Oh my goodness. She's 32, right? But get this. She's gonna get me. I messed up her age.
Yes,
hold up.
Yes. Say it.
Like,
it's okay.
What did you say? Oh, yeah, wait a second. Oh my gosh. All right. There we go. No, she's 28.
That's between us. She's
okay.
More here.
And that's between us. She might be listening because I did put her on. That's a big jump. I went from 32 to 28. Oh, hit me now. So I'm on there, and she lives by herself. So when it gets when I talk about, like, for those people that are living by themselves, it can get lonely.
Yeah.
My brother lives by himself, and he shared that with me. He goes, sis. Not for anything. I've been working from home before the pandemic. And it's hard. I go out to the store. There's like no one out in the street. You know, there's no, you don't, that outlet to see others when you want to be able to step out of your house is not even there, you know?
Yes. Yes. So. Yeah. And the fact that you can't see somebody's mouth makes a world of difference. I mean, think about how we have to navigate somebody's feelings through their eyes. It's just the eyes. We don't know if somebody's smiling. We just don't know. And it's just, and the funny thing was, the other day I was, my husband and I were recording a CD, and there was the owner of the engineer of the studio had a pit bull there, and I love dogs, but I'm wearing a mask, and you realize how animals, and you have cats. He couldn't see me smiling at him, so he didn't know how to take me. And the same thing, and it's just like we, even animals don't, they recognize our smile. And it's funny because in the animal world, showing of teeth is aggressive, but they understand that when we do it to them, it's love and it's acceptance. And I had my mask on, and I was like, well, why isn't this dog responding to me? And it's because of the mask.
It's the math.
And if it's affecting animals, it's affecting all of us, because the people that know one another, that's a different story. But the people that you meet in the street and you say something that might be cute, they don't get it because they don't see your smile. And that's what makes a world of difference.
It does. It does. So, I mean, whenever I put my mask in the house, my cats look at me. They're like, okay, what's going on with you? just putting some, you know, a little humor in it, but it's just like, at least they see me putting it on. But if you're coming in, it's just like, it's different. The response is different. So true.
Yeah.
I do notice though, like when walking about outside, that there's more of that eye connection. I don't know if you experienced it, but I would see that now instead of heads being down, you know, because they're, you know,
because all we have,
or people doing windows, So mm-hmm. yeah, that's all we have. And it's like, as we're walking, it's like people want to connect. They want to connect.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just like, I'm looking at you. Just look at me.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know?
But yeah. Like I said, I was walking around on Sunday with my I'm speaking shirt, you know, because I figured, yeah, it was a perfect time to wear it. And I was in Williamsburg and mm-hmm. everybody's celebrating and the world is cheering this. And the women that were passing me by, I couldn't see them smiling, so they were just thumbs upping or clapping. And you realize
yeah.
this is where we are.
Yeah.
This is how we have to relate to each other. You know, it's going to be temporary. It's not going to be forever, but we have to learn. It's a different language, a different dialect. We have to learn it.
It's a different dialect. We have to learn it. And to know that if we do this, we learn it and we do this together, we can get through this a lot. Well,
and
I
we will
be a lot quicker. And we will.
And we will. And we absolutely will. Now you're in Park Slope. What was the celebrating like there?
I was it's interesting. On that day, like around Grand Army Plaza, there was a celebration there. And in Prospect Park,
mm-hmm.
there were blocks that were closed off and people were dancing and cheering. It was interesting because on that day, I posted a photo on Facebook, and I told my husband, I'm like, hey, let's go into the city and let's go eat at our one of the restaurants that we like going to. Let's go out and support them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very simple. It's a simple shop that we like to go to. And we're sitting outdoors and just enjoying it like everybody else was out, you know, really happy and celebrating the results. And yeah, that's how it was going on.
That felt so good.
Definitely. With respect to, like all that's going on, it's just like this is a time to celebrate. This is a time for joy. It's,
mm-hmm.
it's like use this moment to really and just take it in and let it feel so good because we've been through so much.
Oh,
yes.
And you know, and I was very careful on Saturday not to gloat because I know what it's like to be on the other side of that. So I didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
Because, and you know, you never reach people when you're gloating and saying, ha, 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 ha. It never works. So if you extend a hand and say, you know what? I disagree with you. You disagree with me. But let's figure it out. We can have some drinks and still wish each other well. That's it. We can do it. This is always going to be, look, we are a two-party divide. That's always going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And wonderful things have happened because of people saying, I disagree with you, you disagree with me. But it just got too volatile. It just got, I've never known hatred like this in all my voting lifetime. So that's got to stop. And I want to go back to yelling and saying, you're an idiot. And then going
right.
and saying,
right.
happy Thanksgiving.
Agree to
disagree and
let's
she's,
do something.
She's got
that.
Exactly. She's got tonsillitis. Tell her to goggle. That's what I want. That's what I want again. That's exactly what I want again. We got to get back to that. We got to get back to
I'm
that.
I'm so
honey.
With you on that. Totally.
So before you go, honey, this is the part of the show where we tell the guests, go plug yourself. Give a website, give anything. Do you love that? Give anything that's going on that's important to you. It's going to be on my Facebook page tomorrow and the show's Facebook page. But if there's anything that we miss talking about, that's your platform.
Honestly, you know what? I just want to share with everyone. It's like we're going through so much, and I'm here as a positive force to not only for myself, but for everyone else. To share an open platform as much as I can. So if you want to follow me, I'm on Facebook. You can follow me at Marie Jasmine Kataudela, or you can follow me on my Instagram, which is at Marie Kataudela. And I share posts of my great eats, things that are just going to be inspirational and positive, mood boosting, with everyone. So you can always follow me on there, and you can get information about my classes too on those platforms. So definitely if you want to follow me on either Facebook or Instagram, that'd be awesome. I'm still in the works of my website, but it looks like I have some time to get it going. And so once it's out, I will share it with everyone. If you want to learn a little bit.
When do you think that'll be?
When?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it could be as early as December or before my birthday. My birthday is January 2nd, so I'm pushing. I'm pushing soon.
You're Capricorn. Wait, you're a Capricorn.
Sure. You know.
You sure are. Okay, I knew it. I know you are. They're work. They're workhorses. They just very. My assistant is a Capricorn. I know exactly how you work. Perfect. Good people.
I'm a funny workhorse, though. I'm a funny workhorse. I mean, it's like, I'm a team player, and there are certain things that I would like to get done, but then when it comes to getting it done, I'm just like, let me just take care of this. Let me just do it. You know, I get funny when it comes to that. Definitely. Oh my goodness,
soon,
Lori.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But it'd be up soon, so that's great. That's perfect for the new year. There's nothing better.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and to add on my Instagram handle, however, at Marie Kata Udella. I have two, and I just didn't want it to be confusing. Mm-hmm. But I have at Marie Kata Udella, and I have at Workout with Marie Jasmine. That was a segment where I could just get people that just want to work out with me. I'd have like fitness info on. But either one of those handles, there is a link there. It's a talent hack link. If you click on that, it'll basically give you my profile and work that I've done already. So it's like a semi-website, you know, that I already have up, but it's not the website. Like, I'm still working on that grand one, and once that's delivered, I'll let you know.
Perfect. And
I'll put it out.
Let me know, and I'll always put it out anyway. But you'll be on again, of course. I'm not trying to rope you into it, but you'll be on again, of course.
I would love to be on again. This is fun, and I still need to talk with Libby.
There was a pause. I was like, uh-oh, she doesn't want to be on again.
No, absolutely not. I totally, I'm sorry. Do not read into those pauses. That was so I could take a deep breath.
Thank you, darling. Thank you, darling. And all your information will be on tomorrow, and we love having you, and I love you, and thank you for being positive and just doing wonderful things in the world.
And I love you. Thank you so much for having me on your show. I feel so honored. Thank you again.
Absolutely, sweetheart. And we'll talk soon. Bye-bye, Marie.
Definitely. All right. Bye-bye.
Now, that's a breath of fresh air. And that's a really, really positive person. And tomorrow we'll have all her information on the show. And again, the transition might be from brick and mortar gyms to online. And I've seen all her online Instagram live streams and Facebook live streams, and she's just absolutely wonderful and positive, and just, she was right there after, you know, all of this hit, got it together and put it out there. So that's why we wanted her on the show this week. Next week is going to be Pamela Silvestri of The Dish live stream and Meryl Pearlstein, who has been, oh my God, the food critic for New York Magazine, Gotham, Folders. I mean, she's been everywhere for at least 30 years. So again, the restaurant industry, which is flimsy at best at this point, as we go into November, December, and all the months where the flu and cold season and obviously anything else that could happen with COVID will be forefront. So we thank you for listening. And Lizzie never joined me today, but that's okay. We filled the show properly, and props be handed to, in our sizzle reel that you see is Sherry Rubel, who took care of all of my photos, and John Colossos took care of Lizzie's, so give the props out for that. And we will see you next week, 1 o'clock. And in the meantime, be good to each other. Just try to get through this. This is not the easiest time, but we'll get through it. And just do something nice for somebody else today, and kind to do something nice for yourself. We will see you next week. And Nina's going to take us out. Take us out, Nina. Bye, everybody.